I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, jam. Very, very frightening me.
No.
Galileo.
Jam.
No.
Jam.
No.
I'm just a poor boy.
So we just got pictures with Carrie Stoll with Fox 4, with Dan the Miracle Man and his lovely wife, and the Patrick Mahomes jersey that they cut off of him when they were trying to save his life. And we are going to put all of that out on social media. We will podcast that hour interview with Dan, which I am still just...
I'm amazed at the afterlife story. I find that fascinating. I wish we had spent more time on that. But anyway, we're going to go from heart attack to turds, because that's what we do. But let me give the keyword to cash out real quick. It's teeth, T-E-E-T-H, teeth. Text that into 72881 for a chance of winning $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates may apply. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the story, we brought it to you yesterday. I find this woman to be amazingly to the point and outrageously funny. She's from Maine. Is that correct, Mr. Starrett? That's what
yes.
we learned. And she sells moose poop paraphernalia, jewelry, whatever you want. Here is the story from a small TV station in Maine.
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home. There are two adults, three kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish, and a whole bunch of moose turds. Mary Winchenbach runs Turdy Works. It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So we just kind of, you just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know. For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now we'll...
Okay, all right. She is, if nothing else, blunt and to the point. Mary joins us on the hotline from... Mary, what are you doing from Maine? Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Kansas City.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing quite well. Just keep it clean, okay? You can say dump and you can say turd, but you can't go any farther than that, okay?
You can say poop.
All right. I'll try to control myself.
All right.
Mary, we just love you. I don't even know where to begin.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Do you know that you've gone viral?
Oh, yes. You know, and I think one of the reasons is because turds are universal. Everyone takes a crap.
Yeah.
You know? And they're all interesting looking and stuff, so there's things you can do with them.
Now, how did you get into the moose turding, herding business?
Well, one day, me and my partner were walking out through the woods, and we run this old tote road out in the woods, and we see a great big pile of turds there. And, you know, so we were looking at it, and I was thinking, how funny would that be if that had some eyeballs on it? You know, you could call them a poop head, you know, like, because I say it different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and, yeah, we got it.
Yes, and so they all have their own little personalities. Every time you put the eyeballs on them turds, they're all different.
Okay, now...
Why do you think that is, Mary? Why are they all different?
Well, just no two turds are alike. I mean, we got the big ones, we got skinny ones, we got weird-shaped ones and stuff, and once you put them eyeballs on, us to God, I mean, they're really quite unique looking. And you know what? We got a new product, too, because, you know, we do them dingleberries with the bells and the balls, and green balls, red balls, and blue balls.
Yeah.
Well, now we got them with hairy balls.
Okay, all right, okay, all right, Mary, wait, hang on, okay. All right, so anyway... somebody texted in an idea. You've got a poo-poo clock. What about a poo-poo train?
We have poo-poo platters.
Poo-poo what?
And we poo-poo platters.
Poo-poo platters.
You know? So, yeah, and we have platters with turds all over them. Then we have with moose in the middle, a silhouette of a moose, and they have little turds coming out of their butthole.
Okay, all right.
And you know what else? We just come up with another product, too. It's a turd on a stool. It's called a stool sample. But those are good if you want to go to the doctor's, you know, and he wants to look at your turd, because, of course, that's embarrassing. Who wants someone to look at your crap? So you just take in that little stool sample right there. It's perfect.
Okay.
Mary.
All right, Mary, we need to
Mary.
We need to dial it down just a touch, okay?
I'm sorry. I get excited.
We're all excited.
We just need to dial it back just a bit.
Who?
All right.
This is the question I had last night. You are shipping your product all over the world. Who is buying poop on a platter?
Oh, we've shipped them to Canada and the Ukraine and Switzerland and Greece and Denmark. Seriously, we have shipped turds all over the world.
Okay. Now, this is the craziest interview I've ever done in my life. Now, Mary, we did take a look at the platter last evening off the air. And by the way, I think it's beautiful. It's almost like a piece of art. And
yeah.
But so people understand, let me just paint a little mind picture for everybody. It looks like a cheese tray, almost like you would serve cheese and crackers for a football game or something on a Sunday afternoon.
Right, but there's dried poop.
It's got a moose in the middle, a painting of a moose or an imprint of a moose or something, and then the embroidery is moose dung. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, there's real turds. Of course, the turds go all around the
right.
perimeter. But then we have some with turds coming out of his butt, like I said,
okay.
Just so people know where they come from.
Right, right. Well, who could forget? And are these glossed or something? I mean, how do we ensure that they're shellacked, so they're sanitary? And
I put two different kinds of coatings on my turds because some people like a natural-looking turd and some people like when their turds glisten.
Mm-hmm.
So I put two different kinds of coatings on them. And actually, I've had the product tested. The point count was less than 100. Coliform was zero and fecal coliform was zero. So essentially, they have a lower bacterial count than that of cooked hamburger. So it's safe to eat, but it tastes like crap.
Mary, what was your profession before turd art?
I worked in a laboratory in a fertilizer company.
Oh, you worked in so you've been around
this kind of stuff for a long
time.
Yeah, well, it was seaweed fertilizer, but basically I've been working with food safety inspection for my entire career, mm-hmm. probably 40 years.
Okay, and then I guess how do you go, this is what I want to know, Mary, how do you go from that to this booming business of moose
poop.
Fecal sales?
I don't know. I guess it's just way too much time on my hands. And, you know, you get creative. And sometimes at night, you know, we'll have a beer or something, just one beer or two beers. You know, when you start coming up with ideas and things and you keep growing the business and all these different turds things, and it's like, oh, my God, we still got a whole bunch of turds we're going to be putting out, too. New ones.
Do you make jewelry out of it?
Yes, we have moose turd earrings, we have bracelets, necklaces, lapel pins, and we even have deer turd earrings called deer rings, and they're really quite elegant looking. You wouldn't even know that was a turd unless someone told you. And we even have a scratch and sniff area to validate the fact that our crap don't stink, you know?
Yeah.
And so, because everyone asks us if it smells.
Well, yeah. Does it?
No.
Okay. Have you made a lot of money doing this?
Yes, sir, I have.
So, like, when we get fired after doing this radio interview with you, can we come up to Maine and maybe collect moose droppings, and can we join your business?
Well, I'm getting nervous right now because, see, about a month ago, we had 400 pounds of turds, you know, and I've shipped so many turds out. Right now, I'm down to about 2 5-gallon buckets full, so I got bulletins out everywhere for people looking to see if they can find me some turds out in the woods.
Okay.
You got to get to turd hunting, Mary.
Exactly. It's critical.
Mary, we love you, and you can call into this show anytime you want. We love you, and we love your turds.
So, Mary,
well,
is it fair to say that your orders are getting backed up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've developed, instead of a backorder list, it's called a crap list, or you know what list.
Yeah, we know. We got it. we can put words in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a little backed up.
Yeah, I'm backed up. I hate it when I'm backed up. It's the worst.
Well, Mary, you've been a delight, and thank you for the laughs. How do people get in touch with you? How do they find you and order this incredible product?
The website is mooseturds.com, and turds is spelled with an I.
Now, why did you go with turds?
Well, I think turds because, well, Webster spells it T-U-R-D. I think they got it wrong, and I'm going to call them up and tell them so, too.
Okay, mooseturdswithani.com.
That's right.
And we can order jewelry. We can order a little cheese and cracker platter.
Yep.
And you ship.
And we have picture frames, too, and they have turds all around them, and it says for your favorite, you know, poop head. You know, and then we also have little roach clips. You know, we call it a crap clip. You know, what you do is you put a joint on
right.
it.
Well, this is Kansas City. No, nobody does that here. Yeah, we're above board here.
Do you do custom orders, Mary?
Absolutely. We do fecal people. Someone asked the fecal people with, you know, their genitalia.
Come on. We talked about this already.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Mary, we love you. All the best for your business. And it is mooseturdswithani.com. Mooseturds.com, correct?
Yes, and I'm sorry about things I said.
No, it's okay. We didn't cross a line, I don't think.
All right.
Mary, we love you. You behave.
I love you, too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. You be good, okay, kiddo?
Thank you. If you need a turd, you call me.
You know the old saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Well, here's what I recently realized I once had. The ugliest, nastiest garage floor in all of Kansas City. And that was until I called Stampcrete of Kansas City. And I asked them, and they did, put down a beautiful epoxy floor in my garage. I've had people in the neighborhood say, man, what did they do in there? And I said, I had an epoxy floor put down in my garage. They came and looked at it. They're like, oh, my God, I've got to get this done for myself. I'm no longer embarrassed to leave the garage door open. In business for more than 13 years, Stampcrete of Kansas City is here to stay. Installation is quick. It's durable. Mark, who owns Stampcrete, does every bid himself. And to Mark, 13 years in business, they're offering through the end of January 25% off every new project. You heard it right. 25% off every new project, whether it's your garage, basement, commercial space. Make the call that I did and call Stampcrete of KC, 913-780-1300, or online at stampcreteofkc.com, 913-780-1300, or online at stampcreteofkc.com.
Is it wrong that I want that for my ringtone?
You need a turd, you call me.
Okay. I tell you.
You know, if you told me this morning that...
You need a turd, you call me.
With all of our schooling and years in the broadcasting business that...
47 years old, I am.
We were going to go from...
47.
Speaking to a heart attack survivor who believes he crossed over into a beautiful place. From that... To
you need a turd, you call me.
That, in a span of 8 minutes, I'm not sure what I would have said to you this morning, Scott.
Mary, thank you for your time. You were fantastic. I'm telling you, Rod, she is really, really good at what she does. She knows how to play the game.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's quite the entrepreneur.
Wow. You need a turd, you call me.
You know, I was saying last night, who in their right mind would buy something like that? And I think it was Will Sterrett who had this was off the air, but he said, do you have any idea how many billions of dollars are wrapped into the gag gift
well, I was telling
industry?
You, I was telling you yesterday before we went on the air, and I was very young at the time, but we lived in Anchorage, Alaska. And of course, there are lots of moose in Anchorage and Alaska, period. We would go into stores. I kid you not. Now, I don't know. I never saw anybody actually wearing it, but they would have glistened moose poop earrings and really nice necklaces.
Yeah, when we went on our cruise in Alaska, I
there
saw
are
the earrings.
Moose turd jewelry.
And I said out loud to my husband, who in God's name would buy that?
I don't know, but somebody's buying it because they're making it, and they continue to make
it. Well, and as she said, with some of them, the jewelry is so beautiful, you wouldn't even know it's a turd.
You need a turd, you call me.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I do think she's missing an opportunity. Ken Wolf was in here working on my computers, our fine engineer, and he and I were discussing the fact that she needs to make pipes so she can call them crap pipes, and they will sell like hotcakes.
I got nothing.
Kelly just texted.
Who doesn't want a crap pipe?
Kelly just texted me. She said, okay, that was so funny. I was laughing out loud, and I don't think poop is funny.
Right?
You need a turd, you call me.
You know why? Because she's not a seven-year-old boy. But my son is going to think that is absolutely hilarious.
I thought it was brilliant.
I got an email, not to go all serious on everybody again.
No, don't do this.
I'm not.
No, come on.
This is
we're
a good email.
Fun.
This is a good email. It's a good email. I promise.
You need a turd, you call me.
So many people were trying to get in when Dan was telling his story, the heart attack survivor, which we will have up on podcast today. And we are going to tweet the Chiefs like there is no tomorrow and all of our friends in the sports world to try to get Patrick Mahomes to sign that jersey that was cut off of him.
Well, I think he's a little busy right now.
At St. Luke's. Well, he didn't need to do it Saturday, but maybe Sunday. So someone wrote in and said I was trying to get in because the phones were ringing like crazy when Dan was talking. And it is someone from MedAct. And they said, I want to pass on that we do teach certification courses, of course, okay? Mm-hmm. But she said, we have found that the bystander CPR rate, this is incredible, the bystander CPR rate has shot up from 19% 4 years ago, 19%, to 60% this year. Mm. The bystander CPR rate. So like Carrie, you're just sitting there doing your thing, you're doing your job,
right.
Somebody falls and you jump in. She says, which means then more often than not, by the time EMS arrives on the scene, there is someone performing bystander CPR, whether that's hands only or certified with rescue. She says it's an amazing number. The national average, be proud of yourself, Kansas City. The national average for bystander CPR is 32%. We are at 60 in Kansas City. So
that's really good.
Your odds of survival, of somebody jumping in and knowing what to do, are almost double here where they would
be. Now, that's people who say, I know CPR, or that's people who have actually been certified in CPR.
Both.
Because I could sit here and say, well, I think I know CPR.
Both.
You just press on their chest to,
Do you know what
alive,
do you know what surprised
alive?
Me when they, you know, you have the dummies and you do it and they teach you infant CPR and all those things, which you do with your fingers?
I've seen The Office.
What surprised, yeah. this patient does not have arms or legs. Can we find that clip where he says, I think we need to be talking about quality of life issues? Why did you have to bring that up?
I'll get it.
It's one of my favorite lines from The Office. What surprised me when I was going through the training is how far down you go. It's not just like, I mean, like as Carrie said, she broke his ribs. You are going right here between the breastplate. Boom, boom, boom. And it's exhausting and tiring. And I remember thinking, as I was doing it, they're like, 1 minute. I'm like, oh my God, I've been doing this for a minute.
You know what? If we come across somebody with no arms or legs, do we bother resuscitating them? I mean, what kind of quality of life do we have there?
I would want to live with no legs.
How about no arms? No arms or legs is basically how you exist right now, Kevin. You don't do anything.
All right, well, let's get back to it, because you're losing him.
Because you're losing him?
Okay, too fast. Everyone, we need to pump at a pace of 100 beats per minute.
Oh, okay, that's hard to keep track. How many is that per hour?
How's that going to help you?
I will divide and then count to it.
Right.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's... staying alive,
okay. Yes,
staying
alive. You were in the parking lot earlier. That's how I know you. staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Words ain't loud, women warm, been kicked around since I was born. Well, it's all right, it's okay.
Yeah, the patient's dead by now.
Their quality of life was bad anyhow.
You don't have your arms or your legs.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
On the border and ready for court. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile, truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging, and this will show you how your smile will look after the procedure. The best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in two appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
531, I'm Will Starrett. As the president goes to the border in Texas, making the case for $5.7 billion in funding for a wall, many local landowners have hired lawyers to fight the government if it moves to seize their land through eminent domain. The federal government has already started surveying land along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and has announced plans to start construction next month on walls and fencing. Some landowners, though, say rather than surrender their land, they'll take the fight to court. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly names an industry group's leader as the state's top ag official and a former longtime budget director as interim Secretary of Administration. The incoming Democratic governor announced today she plans to nominate Mike Beam to head the Department of Agriculture. He is the Kansas Livestock Association's senior vice president. Kelly's interim Secretary of Administration is Dwayne Goosen, who was budget director from 1998 through 2010. Lincoln Prep High School will finally be able to host football games. Kansas City Public School Board of Ed approved renovations of the school's field last night. Besides football, they'll also be able to host soccer and track events. Renovations expected to be done by this fall. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:32.
Increasing clouds this evening. Temperatures staying in the 30s. We'll go for temperatures in those low 30s by the evening hours. By sunset, I think we'll be at about 35. By tomorrow morning, near 30 degrees, mostly cloudy conditions, and as our storm system moves further onshore, chance of some rain showers that could impact your morning drive, but it will be above freezing then. Looking for a mix by the mid-afternoon hours and then all snow toward the nightfall, overnight, and the first portion of Saturday. Winter weather advisory is already out. A couple of inches of snow at least for the metro, probably 2 to 4. Heavier the farther east you travel towards Sedalia, Marshall, certainly by Columbia, they could pick up 6+. High temperature on your Friday, once again, 40 degrees. On Saturday, 37. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
38 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you want to go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Black Crowes here on Dana and Parks. I saw this on Will Starrett's Twitter feed last night, I think it was. So as we wrap up our final few days with Mr. Starrett, I wanted to bring this to your attention and get everybody's opinion on it. By the way, if you're calling into the radio program, God knows we love talking to you guys. We're having a big problem with our computer networks at the moment, so we can't take phone calls. And
because the phone system's tied into the computers.
Right. And so the computers are completely on the fritz right now. So if you're calling into the show, don't get mad if Rod doesn't answer. It's just because there's no way he can tell us who's on the line, where you're from. I have no idea who's who and what's what on the phones right now. But you're welcome to text us at 22980. Story here from CNN. Far outside our Milky Way galaxy, something is causing repeating short bursts of radio waves to be released into space. Scientists have recorded the second repeating fast radio burst to be discovered, according to a study published today in the journal Nature. The finding was also presented in Seattle at a big nerd conference. These radio bursts are only millisecond-long radio flashes, and such rapid bursts themselves are not rare in space. However, This is only the second one that has been found to repeat. It's the same radio burst that had been sent out prior. The mystery. Shut up out there. Be quiet. The radio burst. The mystery about why these bursts happen and where they come from continues, which is also spurring believers to think that advanced extraterrestrial civilizations might be creating them. Mr. Sterry, you tweeted this out last night. I found it fascinating.
Yeah, I was pretty intrigued by that, and I've never been much of a space guy or anything like that, but that particular notion, pretty interesting to me.
The repeating radio burst has been recorded 6 times coming from the same location. 1.5 billion light years away.
Why don't we just go there and ask them what they want?
Well, I think it might be a little difficult. Moment. You think they're out there? Are they trying to send us a signal?
It's an awful waste of space. Jodie Foster.
It would certainly seem as though.
I believe that movie was Contact.
I think it's very narcissistic to think that we're the only dot in a very, very, very large sea.
Right. Be an awful waste of space.
Yeah. I don't know.
I read a thing recently that said, what's creepier, the fact that there's other life out there or the fact that there's not?
I think it would be creepier to think that there's not.
Me too.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
You in?
I'm in.
What would be the problem? I think it's fascinating. I've always found astronomy to be fascinating. Now, I know Dana doesn't, the sun.
You know, just because all planets aren't stars doesn't mean all stars aren't planets.
Yeah, it pretty much does.
I said something
it's
dumb.
It's bigger!
It is bigger than the Earth.
Thank you!
It is.
Does that make it a planet?
No.
You asked what was bigger.
I said name a planet bigger than the Earth, and you go, the sun!
The big one in the middle, the bright one.
You know.
It glows.
The yellow one.
Like Rudolph, on the yellow.
The yellow one right in the middle. The one that we all float around. Now, I can't make too much. Will, can I poke fun at you for just a second?
Absolutely.
You did say Mercury.
Yes.
I knew Mercury.
Mercury
was awesome. The smallest one. And I also know you're not supposed to play with it. Those are the two things I know about Mercury.
You're not supposed to play with the smallest one? Is that
correct?
What?
That's the only two things I know about Mercury.
I thought you weren't supposed to play with your...
Okay.
Stop it.
Well, it is the smallest one.
Either way, you go blind.
Were you ever in grade school and somebody brought it out? Because that happened in sixth grade, and it was the bad kid. You know, everyone had that one kid that was always in trouble, like Johnny. It was that kid. He brought the Mercury to school and was balling it up and passing it around. And back then, the teachers were like, what are you doing? Throw that in the trash. He didn't even get in trouble. I'm like, shouldn't Hazmat be involved here?
Oh, the kid that played with the Mercury
when
you were kids?
Yes, brought it to school.
Who would break the thermostat thing? Yes, that jerk.
What will it do to you for
real? Were you that jerk?
You know what that kid was. What will Mercury do?
What will it do to you if you get it out and play with it?
I don't know. I never played with it. I was told not to. It was always the kid that we called the spaz.
That brought the Mercury?
No, that broke the Mercury in class.
Well, if you're listening, don't
do
it.
I think it's a toxic vapor. I think that's the biggest concern.
Now we know better, and we know that these kids had ADHD, but back then we didn't know what ADHD was, so we called them the spaz.
Do you know when I was in about second grade, and I still have, let me see if I can find it. I think it's this hand. Yeah, I still have the little line here. When I was in second grade, I sharpened a pencil in the old-fashioned pencil sharpener that
you had
in second
grade. The one you had to
empty
into the trash can?
Yeah, the one that was affixed to the door.
What did it sound like again? Thank you.
And man, I sharpened that number two. It was like a shank. And I bring it back to my desk.
Sharpen that number two.
And I bring it back to my desk, and somehow I bobbled it, and the lead went into the center of my hand.
That'll kill you.
True story.
That'll kill you.
I then, for the next 6 or 7 years, in my child mind, thought I was dying because you could see the little line. I mean, there was a dark line inside where that went. And I thought for the longest time, I had this fear that I was dying, that I had lead poisoning.
You
no one ever told me it's not really lead, ding dong, it's graphite. Well, no one told me that. And this is where my anxiety comes from. I was probably 8 years old and I thought I was dying.
Why didn't you just tweezer it out?
Well, I pulled it out, but there was still a little dark discoloration in there. And it was in there for a long time. And I carried that angst around in my head. This is why I'm so crazy.
That's why?
Yeah, I trace it back to the lead going into my hand.
Must have been a lot of lead.
Hi! Let me ask, what's your favorite planet?
Well, I don't have a favorite. I find them all fascinating. They're all part of a...
Mine's the sun!
By the way, I meant to tell you yesterday, Will, you did a really good impersonation.
Thank you.
Of the Will Ferrell Harry Carey.
I did my best. You going to be okay in there, Scott?
That was funny. That was funny. Was that from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Will Ferrell as Harry Carey.
Mine was fun.
Activity.
That's something else. Yeah. Hi! Let me ask, what's your favorite planet?
Well, I don't have a favorite. I find them all fascinating. They're all part of a...
Mine's the sun!
Yeah, mine too. Mine is too. You know why? Because without it, we'd all be dead.
Well, that's right. It's a very important... It's probably the most important planet, second only to the Earth.
Thank you.
Without the sun, we wouldn't have light. Without light, we wouldn't have vegetation.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
That's right.
Well, planet or star, when that thing burns out, we're all going to be dead.
What is wrong with you?
I'm not playing it.
By the way, symptoms of mercury poisoning?
Oh, lead on me.
Isn't it brain swelling? Isn't that one
and
of them?
And I want you to look up lead poisoning because I swore I had that.
Peripheral neuropathy.
Neuropathy.
Itching, burning pain, or even sensation that resembles small insects crawling on or under the skin. Skin
what?
Discoloration.
Are you serious?
Swelling. Yes.
Have you ever seen a video of people that have insects underneath their skin? Have you ever seen?
Why?
Yes.
Wait, go back.
It is incredible. Ah.
It's saying the mercury poisoning makes you
feel like that's what's going on. Like insects on or under your skin.
I thought that's what meth did to you.
Well,
I think you Googled meth. I'm not judging.
Notice they both start with M-E.
No, I'm looking at mercury poisoning.
What else does it? What else?
Loss
does it
of
do?
Appetite, rotten teeth.
It's weird.
Weird. No, it's not the same.
Inability to fall asleep, stay up all night.
Sudden burst of energy.
Get a nickname, Tweaker.
Start huge projects but never finish them. That's weird.
Just like math. 576. Well, I can't get the phone number out because we can't take any phone calls.
So. See, so you have nothing to do.
What am I going to do for the next 15 minutes
I
can't give out the phone number to this radio
line.
Program?
Give the text line.
Yeah, text sir. Line.
22980.
There you go.
So I have a number to give out. It's 22980. If you'd like to contact the program, 22980. That's how we're going to communicate tonight. Rod Babcock, Will Starrett, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about Mark's Family Dental, but not because you need a dentist. If you do, that's great. They'll fix you right up. I want to talk to everyone out there struggling with snoring, sleep apnea, and those awful, bulky, loud, unpleasant CPAP machines. And here's why. At Mark's Family Dental and Mark's Sleep Center, they will fit you for a simple treatment that is easy to use, comfortable to wear. It is a custom-made dental mouthpiece that fits over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. It is so important if you need a CPAP that you use it. But did you know 50% of the people who use them stop using them? I get it. They're not pleasant. That is why my folks at Mark's Sleep Center want you to call them. If you have stopped using that CPAP, if your spouse needs it and has stopped using it, call my friends at Mark's Sleep Center. Think about it. When you travel, it's so easy to travel with that thing. It's compact. It's comfortable. No messy cleanup or bulky machine. Call Mark's Sleep Center. Mark's is with an X. M-A-R-X Sleep Center. 816-452-2000. 816-452-2000. Or Mark's with an X. MarksSleep.com.
Mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Ah, Queen has been your artist of the day. What a great choice, Rodney. Oh, right here. Headbang, everybody. A story here from K-A-R-E, CARE, Channel 11. I believe this, they're up in the northwest, Seattle? Seattle? Is it Seattle? I don't know, but the story's out of Rock Island, Tennessee, so whatever that means. The dog stepped on the transmission switch to back the 38-foot RV down the boat ramp. A professional fisherman got a big surprise as he tried to launch his boat at Lake Sam Rayburn to practice for a fishing tournament this past weekend. Eric Jackson of Rock Island, Tennessee, telling a local news station that his 2-year-old Dalmatian, Bodie, stepped on the gear shift switch, putting the 38-foot RV in reverse. Jackson says he was on the back bumper unloading his boat when the RV began backing into the lake. Jackson had been working to launch his boat at the ramps at the Umphrey Family Pavilion. He was planning a practice day before the Fishing League Worldwide 2019 tour when the mishap happened. In the video, Jackson could be seen trying to run around the side of the RV to stop it from going into the water with no luck. Listen, I love to fish. I do. I have fished more times than I can possibly count. Who practices fishing? It's not really a sport, is it? Or am I going to get an argument on that one?
Not for me, but I'm just glad the phone lines aren't working.
You put the lure, well, you put the lure on, right? You tie it up real nice and tight.
There's more to it than that, Scott.
How many times have we read the story of the Oops boat ramp? This happens all the time where they think it's in park. This is like me at the car wash. They think it's in park, but it's in neutral. Where they go, neutral?
No.
And then I hit reverse and I don't understand why my car is moving.
The RV was in park. The dog somehow got onto the shift and put it in reverse.
Now, you wouldn't have to put it in reverse. You could put it in neutral and the whole thing would roll back.
I'd like to know how the gears got shifted without somebody putting their foot on the brake.
Have you not ever heard of the toddler that kicks the thing with their foot and the car goes back? It happened when my brother was like 8. He was playing in my grandpa's truck, pretending to drive like you when you're... In fact, he wasn't 8. He was probably 5. He's in that old Ford 1945 pickup truck.
Like with the shift right there on
the
steering wheel?
Yes, with the shift on the right. And I had this
three on the
weird
tree,
feeling. I was inside the house, and I had this weird feeling. I opened the curtain. I look out the window. And as God is my witness, I will never forget the look on his face. Austin had his head turned over his shoulder, like you'd be reversing. You'd look over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And had a look of sheer terror on his face because the truck was rolling straight toward the rock retaining wall to the east of the house. And I just screamed, Austin's in the truck! Austin's in the truck! And my grandfather goes running outside.
Oh, my.
Opens the driver's side door and slams his foot on the brake. That was the only...
You're kidding me.
No, swear to Moses, I'll never forget it. It was an old blue with black... What do you call those big fat things that go over the tires?
Fenders.
Yeah. Old blue with black curved things.
Fenders.
Yeah. And it had a chain that you chain to, what do you call the thing that comes down in the back?
The tailgate.
Yes. It had a chain.
Oh, it was a truck.
You would put, oh, it was old. Like, oh, it was an old Chevy truck. Like, but old. Like, 1940s or 50s. They were going to restore it.
Right.
Everyone has that truck that just sits there that you're going to restore. Anyway, he put it in neutral. He didn't put it in reverse. He put it in neutral.
Huh. Grandfather's fast on his feet.
He was. I've never seen him run like that. Look at him go.
All right, we got to run. Jonathan Weir coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. This has either been the worst show we've ever done or one of our best. The verdict is still out. If we're here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, apparently Boss thought it was all right.
You need a turn. You call me.
Okay. If we're not here tomorrow, Boss thought it was the worst show that we ever did and we've been fired.
You need a turn. You call me.
All right. You have a good night. Be safe. Be good.
You need a turn. You call me.
Happening now on KMBZ, the U.S. Postal Service. Find more next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, affordability, and you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now. I love this car. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru, some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now, at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.